This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to sound terrible, but the fact of the matter is that identity theft is a business opportunity. Big business, to judge by today's mergers and acquisitions news. The cybersecurity giant Symantec is buying LifeLock. That's an ID protection company for $2.3 billion. Among other things, Symantec makes antivirus software, which has traditionally been bundled with PCs, which, as we all know, is a market on the wane. So the company has had to look elsewhere for growth. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
Adding LifeLock to Symantec's stable allows the company to say that it can now provide a comprehensive cybersecurity defense, offering both antivirus and identity protection.
It is truly a 1+1=3 for the consumer.
Greg Clark is the CEO of Symantec. According to the company, identity theft affects about 1/3 of North Americans. That's a lot of would-be customers, and they're willing to pay more to protect their personal data than they would for regular old antiviral software.
Consumers have a propensity to pay 2 to 3 times more for identity protection right now, so it's highly valued in the mindset of a consumer.
LifeLock is probably best known for its advertising. Take this bank robbery ad, which compares a hapless security guard to the current state of identity theft software.
Hey, do something.
Oh, I'm not a security guard. I'm a security monitor. I only notify people if there's a robbery. There's a robbery.
Beyond the ad, cybersecurity reporter Brian Krebs says LifeLock can't guarantee protection, and their biggest feature is still helping people clean up the hack after it's already happened. He also points out that many Americans are getting ID theft protection services for free from companies who've already lost their data to hackers. Whether that translates into future growth is an open question.
So it's not clear to me, you know, how many customers they retain going from free to paid.
Krebs says one of the best things consumers can do to guard against cyber attacks is actually basic stuff like regularly changing passwords. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.